Tomorrow, voters will choose between a three-term incumbent with more than 30 years on the high court bench and a county judge with 25 years of legal experience in both Wisconsin and Minnesota. Judge Koschnick has been a public defender, a prosecutor, and a judge, but it's his conservative judicial philosophy he's focused on during his campaign to unseat Shirley Abrahamson. In their last public debate on Wisconsin Public Television, Judge Koschnick accused Abrahamson of endangering public safety by writing an opinion challenging the constitutionality of the state's sex predator law.
This law allows for the civil commitment of violent sexual criminals who still pose a danger to the community. How can you claim to protect Wisconsin's families when you voted against the sex predator law?
Abrahamson defended her opinion, noting that although it was overruled by the U.S. Supreme Court, four high court justices sided with her opinion.
I don't want sex predators wandering around. I don't want them loose on the streets. But I voted that way because that was my view of the constitutionality. How do I protect families? By deciding cases on the basis of the facts and law, not a personal ideology.
Ironically, that's the same claim Judge Koschnick makes when defending his conservative judicial philosophy.
I am a judicial conservative. I pledge to apply the law the way it's written. I pledge to apply the Constitution the way that it is written. I will not allow any type of personal political beliefs to interfere with my judicial decision-making.
Koschnick argues that Abrahamson qualifies as an activist because her ruling in a lead paint liability case may discourage businesses from setting up shop in Wisconsin. That ruling found paint companies liable for damaging children's health.
It's true in that case, when it went back to trial, the jury decided the child had been injured by some other source. But that case is on the books. It remains precedent in Wisconsin, and there's no reason why the entire industry can't be sued at some point in the near future, perhaps several times over.
Abrahamson says her ruling was based on precedent established in a drug liability case, and the final decision by the jury simply shows that the system worked the way it's supposed to. But Koschnick says the activist threat Abrahamson poses doesn't end there. He accuses her of accepting too much money from lawyers in a medical malpractice suit now pending before the court she presides over.
The law firm representing the plaintiffs in that case donated over $11,000 to Justice Abrahamson. Those lawyers will be paid from the proceeds of that case. I think that is a very important factor for the public to consider when deciding who is more qualified.
But Abrahamson says her well-funded campaign includes contributions from thousands of people, all of whom expect her to rule fairly with no expectation of special consideration. Both candidates say they support mandated public financing for judicial elections as long as free speech is not suppressed by the limits of that funding. Voter turnout is the biggest challenge both candidates face tomorrow. Spring elections are notorious for inspiring less than a third of the electorate to go to the polls to vote. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.